Just a few days ago, these people were fleeing the war in Ukraine. Now they are arriving in Berlin, after a journey which has lasted many hours. The chaos of the last week has separated many from their families and brought them to a city which is welcoming them as refugees. For some, the experience has been overwhelming.
I was on the train from Kiev to Lviv when the bombs started to fall. I can still hear the explosions in my ears now. The whole train was shaking.
We have no plan. We run. And don't know what to do.
I want to work and send money in Ukraine to help in the army and Ukraine.
And for the many still stuck in the war zone, there are people here trying to help them, assembling packages of essential supplies, as at this center in Potsdam. Or in Berlin, where some people have initiated their own donation campaign, collecting food, water and clothing, which can then be taken on by Ukrainian truck drivers.
They come here, we load them up and they go to Ukraine. And in Ukraine, the volunteers will then receive them and then distribute the stuff to the needed towns or villages wherever the help is needed.
For the established charities here, the need is clear. German Red Cross officials say their Ukrainian colleagues' need is great.
It's barely a week since Russia invaded Ukraine, and these are some of the first people to make it all the way here as refugees. There may be many, many more. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, at Berlin's main train station.